Parashat Truma begins the discussion about building the Mishkan and, of course, building the vessels that go in the Mishkan. And today's Aliyah, we mentioned the Kruvim, the two cherubs, those two angels that were built out of gold that were put on the Aron. Right? Everyone has them in their mind, these two almost idols with wings that attach themselves to each other that are sitting on the Aron. And of course, the question that the Farshim ask is an obvious question, which is, how is it possible that the same Torah we just read not long ago, the commandment in Har Sinai, Lo ta'aseh lecha pesel, the Torah fights adultery, the Torah tells us how terrible it is to build a statue, and yet, in the holiest of holy, what we have are two golden statues with faces, with a nose and eyes, maybe. Right? Mamash in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. If you were to ask people what is the holiest of the holiest, of course it's Kodesh HaKodeshim. And what do we have there? Two idols. The Bar Pinel asks this question, but it's a very obvious question. And I think the question is almost stronger than the answer that one can give. However, I will suggest an answer which is also very well known, which is developed a lot by Rabbi Levi in the book Kuzari. And the answer is based upon the idea that the difference between what is right and wrong many times has to do with tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What makes an idol wrong is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not command you to build it. However, this Kruvim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell us to build. Now, obviously, the main difference is, which of course I should have said earlier, is of course we don't bow down to the Kruvim. We're not worshipping the Kruvim. We don't see them as our God in any way. That, of course, is the obvious answer. And yet still, it's very, very strange how we have it. And the answer is, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do this, and therefore to do this is a mitzvah. He told us to wear tzitzit. He told us to take a lulav. Taking lulav is a mitzvah. If a person wants to take a different brand, that's not a mitzvah. If a person wants to blow, instead of blowing the shofar, he wants to blow a trumpet, that's not a mitzvah. What's the difference between a shofar and a trumpet? Kasher tziva Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu command you to blow a shofar and not to blow a trumpet. Don't look necessarily into the meaning of the shofar versus the trumpet. The difference is, Kadosh Baruch Hu commands us to do one and not the other. One of the messages of the entire Mishkan is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to build a Mishkan in a very specific way. If you change in any way what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you, that might be even Avodah Zarah. However, if you do exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to, that is Dvar Hashem. That is a theme that hopefully will develop the next few weeks. I'll read more and more about the Mishkan and Chayta Egel and Vayat Kudei. I think that this answer will help us understand much better the next week's parshas, including Chayta Egel. Bokir Tov, Yom Tov, classes as usual at 9 o'clock.